Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, man, let's get to the daily download here on Dukes and Bell.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's daily download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Still basking in the warm afterglow of that come from behind, two touchdowns down, 29-28 win over Tampa. Coach Raheem Morris talking with the media the other day and loving the way we finished. We need more of that.
You know, the big part tonight was going out there and finishing. I love the way the guys finished. Going out there and get a pick. Going out there getting a four-minute stop on the defense side of the ball. Going out there on offense, driving the ball down the field and getting us in position to score. Going out there and getting us in position to score the first time to put us in position to do those things. I just think it was an all-out effort across the board and kicking that thing at the end on special teams. What a great job by the guys.
Overcoming the penalties. I thought two-thirds of the penalties were a bit excessive. I thought there was certainly some holding. There were some false starts. That's self-explanatory. I thought one of the three against AJ was B, but AJ had a tough day.
AJ didn't have a good night, and I think some of that maybe that ankle that he rolled early in that Seattle game. Mike, you're right, and one of those was they ran into Alford, and they're like, oh, well, that's illegal contact. Well, he's due his position. But what about this real quick? Tampa Bay, these two teams were very low on penalties coming into the season, but Tampa Bay had 23 holding calls offensively and 16 false starts going into that game. So you're telling me that they committed zero false starts and zero holding penalties in the game when the Falcons committed five false starts alone? So Tampa Bay just all of a sudden got it together?
Right.
Yeah.
I call shenanigans on that one. Story number two, round ball.
Story number two.
Hawks get it done, 121-17. The debate amongst Hawks fans who are not in the Trae Young camp is we can win without Trae. But then you go to those scoring droughts. It's happened against Detroit. It happened against the Nuggets last week. Happened at times last night, but they do get the job done. And great to see against the Sixers. If you didn't see the story, it's the guy who just continues to do it every night. Now, he didn't have the points out there, but I thought the overall effort from Jalen Johnson was solid. 21 from Luke Kennard. Hello. Okongwu with 20. Zachary Risache with 15. And a dude we don't really lean into for offense. You don't expect this squid. But Dyson Daniels was heating up with 27 in the win over the Sixers.
Yeah, Dyson Daniels with a big night. The only thing I have about Trae coming back is can the ball keep moving? Because that's what they've done without him. That's how Jalen Johnson has had all these triple doubles. Can they just keep the ball moving? Because I would love to see that. Remember that early version of Trae Young when he was like just suddenly him and John Collins just were able to coexist and he was able to find him and he was so elite as a passer, which he's never lost. Need that version.
Hey, who needs a dose of Steve Holman? This guy. Here's what it sounded like at the end.
So your final score here tonight, the Hawks 120, the 76ers 117.
Bang! Sorry, it was anticlimactic, but we missed Steve. Hadn't played a Steve soundbite there in a minute. The other story about Trey, and we were talking about this before the show. When Trey comes back, it's a different team since he left. Now, guys, before, I don't want, you know, the triggered Trey fans to start killing me on social media. I'm just saying, he left the team, he's the number one guy. He comes back, he's not the number one guy.
State your source.
Jalen Johnson is the number one guy. And there's market for the trade that I don't think exists, that Trey's camp thinks exists. You know, you come back and there's those ridiculous multi-zillion dollar, you know, contract and, you know, league max. No. Because they tried to trade Trey last year and it wasn't there. Yeah. They couldn't get the value.
I guess it helps turn my mic on. Don't you think that's what this season was for, though? Where they went out and got these pieces to help him. We were like, hey, we're going to load it up, and we're going to give you a shot at this and prove to us that we should give you this new deal. If not, we're going to not tear it down, but just remove you from the equation and try to go fill that void with, I don't know, maybe one of the top picks in the draft or this money that we won't be spending on you in free agency, because they have a decent core, right?
Right. It's a young core. And Day-Day points it out, our producer, every time we talk about the Hawks, you get a chance to be like the next Thunder with that really young nucleus. So, guys, it's not like, you know, hey, Trey better, he better get it together with this team in the half court or else. But, yeah, kind of. I mean, kind of, yeah. And it's also incumbent on Quinn Snyder to make sure, we said how many times in the last 2 weeks, when Trey comes back, and it sounds sooner than later, that he meshes in this half court to everything you just said.
Yeah.
And then when you have those droughts, Trey can always get to the line. He can always get to the, you know, he can force that action. And so that way you don't go 5 minutes without a bucket. So there, I'm not saying we're a better team without Trey. I'm just curious how it all comes together when he comes back in the half court.
It's just funny how certain players across different leagues in this team are basically, they can do no wrong. You know, we saw Joseph Martinez at the end of his era where the fans were like, well, it's not Joseph's fault. Yeah, it kind of was. Joseph made his living on cherry picking, and when he got lazy, it didn't work right. And when he didn't want to coexist, it didn't work right. You know, that's the same thing. Kyle Pitts is another one. It's very polarizing. We're going to talk about it later. But he has certain part of the fan base that never criticized. It's never Kyle's fault. Oh, it's matchups. It's this. It's quarterback. Right. While other players just go out and are able to exploit it.
Right.
And I don't think – I think Trey probably is a little bit flipped. He probably gets a little bit too much criticism at times by a certain part of the fan base, but you have to look at it honestly.
It's a phrase I always use with Carl. We always joke about the pie chart. You know, it's not all the dude. You can't have it 100%. There's what team has Trey had around him. He doesn't pick the players. You know, we know that Trey, early in his career, everybody, I'm 57, I'm still immature. Trey was a little bit immature, and now he's, you know, embraced that leadership role. Hopefully vis-a-vis, knowing when to be a facilitator, when to maybe take it over when he comes back in the half court. Then there's things like with Pitts. It's not his fault he had two bums thrown to him. He also had a knee, which kept him out of his, and I don't know whether he's not a guy who plays with pain or can't focus with pain, but he wasn't that same guy for two seasons of his five.
Yeah.
So that's on him. You know, ability, availability, we've talked about. When you see him ball out like he does in Tampa, you're like, man, where is that? And then you get into Zach. Why can't you sort of, you know, as we said, use that phrase again, mesh the two when Drake is healthy? Squidward, Bo Morgan and I were just talking during the break. All these conversations we had preseason. Man, we got Bijan in the backfield. You'll have these receivers, and then you put him in the – we'll be creating all these mismatches, which we don't really seem to do on offense.
Yeah, we don't at all. And I always hear, well, they got to scheme him right. Well, if he's a unicorn, then a fourth overall pick, then why am I scheming him open? I shouldn't have to. I also come back to the fact that if you want him here, then you're just going to have to go find a tight end that can run routes and block, because he's not that. He's either you either got the world's largest possession receivers. In some way, and I don't want to. I'm not saying Drake can't stretch the field a little bit, but let's just be honest. That if it's a 50-50 ball in that aspect,
right?
But they're going to whoever is coaching, whoever's making these decisions. If you want him back, it's as a wide receiver, right. And he's not getting franchise tag. I can't pay an inconsistent player. All right, he has 14 touchdowns in his career, Mike. You know how many of them are against Tampa Bay? Six of them.
Yeah, he had two in the game I went to last year, including the pylon ball within the pylon can that might have come back. But it's five scores in his last two. And Kirk Cousins twice was the offensive NFC player of the week, you know, based on what he did in Tampa. And by the way, can I say it? Day-Day, can I tease it? Wednesday, we're going to be at Flowery Branch. Got a very special guest for you. Yes, we'll be talking with Kirk Cousins. we've talked a lot about Kirk. I've had a chance to talk to Kirk off the air, and really looking forward, Carl and I, Wednesday, up at the branch after we talk to Raheem Morris, to sit down, and we'll cover everything as best we can in the time we have with Kirk Cousins. Really looking forward to it.
That should be fun, yeah.
Right.
Because, no, I can't. Carl miss a few more days. I'll come in Wednesday.
Carl is, we believe, for we know, all Carl might be home right now. We don't know. Hey, story number three, the Heisman Trophy presented on Saturday.
Story number three.
Let's take a listen as they made the announcement at the Downtown Athletic Club.
And now the moment everybody has been waiting for. The winner of the 2025 Heisman Trophy is Fernando Mendoza.
Great story. He's got the same amount of touchdowns, both in the air and on the ground, as Pavia, Diego Pavia from down in Vandy. I thought Saiyan's campaign kind of took a little bit of a left turn in the Big Ten championship game. I guess the voting happened before that anyway, I believe. Too many guys vote on this. I looked it up today. There's 930 voters. Take away the 59 that are actual Heisman winners. Too many writers, too many jabronis.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Probably about two dozen sports writers nationally that I would even trust with this. Too many people, too many chefs in that stew.
Yeah, when a pregame host for a baseball team has a vote, I don't know what we're doing here. If you're not covering the sport, then you probably shouldn't have a vote. I know some voting happened after. I'm fine with Mendoza. If you want to say, well, yeah, well, maybe he was the best part on the best team, that's great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina DeAnna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.